It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular, evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're diving into a topic that has the power to transform the way you experience everyday life. Gratitude. Gratitude is something we hear a lot about, but how often do we really practice it? And I'm not just talking about saying thank you or making a gratitude list, though these are great practices. I'm talking about cultivating a deep, mindful awareness of the small joys that often go unnoticed in our busy lives. Because when we start to pay attention, we realize that there are so many moments in each day that can fill us with a sense of gratitude, no matter how simple or how mundane they may seem. Let's start by talking about what gratitude really is. Gratitude is the practice of recognizing and appreciating the good things in our lives, the pleasant things. It's about acknowledging the positive, even in the midst of challenges. But here's the thing. Gratitude isn't just about the big, obvious things like landing a new job, celebrating a birthday, or going on a vacation. It's also about the little things, the small moments that we often overlook. It's about the warmth of the sun on your face, the sound of birds in the morning, the smell of your favorite coffee brewing, or the feeling of fresh sheets on your bed. These are the moments that make up the fabric of our lives, and when we bring mindful attention to them, we begin to see just how rich and full our lives really are. Research has shown that practicing gratitude can have profound effects on our well-being. Studies have found that people who regularly practice gratitude experience more positive emotions, feel more alive, sleep better, express more compassion and kindness, and even have stronger immune systems. Gratitude shifts our focus from what we lack to what we have, and in doing so, it changes the way we see the world. If you look back at the episode on judgment, gratitude changes the lens through which we perceive the world. One study even found that individuals on wait lists to see a psychologist who were assigned to keep a gratitude journal reported a significant reduction in symptoms of anxiety and depression during the wait period compared to those who were not assigned this task. Now, let's bring mindfulness into the picture. Mindfulness is about being fully present in the moment with an open and non-judgmental awareness. When we combine mindfulness with gratitude, we create a powerful practice that allows us to experience the richness of life as it unfolds. We start to notice the small details, the subtle pleasures, and the everyday moments that might otherwise pass us by. Imagine you're eating a piece of fruit, an apple, for example. If you're not paying attention, you might just eat it without really tasting it. But if you bring mindful awareness to the experience, everything changes. You notice the color and texture of the apple, the crisp sound it makes when you bite into it, the burst of flavor on your tongue, and the way it feels as you chew and swallow. You might even take a moment to appreciate the fact that this apple exists, that it grew on a tree, that it was harvested, transported, and made its way to you. In that moment, the simple act of eating an apple becomes an experience of gratitude. One of the most beautiful things about combining mindfulness with gratitude is that it helps us to savor the present moment. When we're fully present and aware of the little things, we're less likely to take them for granted. We start to see each moment as a gift, something to be appreciated and cherished. But this isn't always easy. Our minds are often focused on what's next, our to-do lists, our worries, our goals. We can get so caught up in the future that we miss out on what's happening right now. That's why it's important to cultivate a practice of mindfulness and gratitude, to intentionally bring our attention back to the present and to appreciate what is in front of us. So how can you start to cultivate more gratitude in your daily life? Here are a few simple practices you can try. Number one, start a gratitude journal. Each day, take a few minutes to write down three things you're grateful for. They don't have to be big things. Sometimes the smaller, more mundane things can be the most powerful. Maybe it's the sound of rain on your window, a kind word from a friend, or the comfort of a warm blanket. Over time, you'll start to notice that there's so much to be grateful for, even on difficult days. Number two, practice mindful gratitude. Throughout your day, take moments to pause and notice the little things. As you drink your morning coffee, take a moment to really taste it and appreciate the warmth and flavor. As you go for a walk, notice the beauty of the trees, the sky, the sounds around you. As you sit in a meeting, take a moment to be grateful for the opportunity to learn, to work, to connect with others. Number three, express your gratitude. Don't keep your gratitude to yourself. Share it with others. If someone does something kind, let them know how much you appreciate it. If you're grateful for a relationship in your life, tell that person. Expressing gratitude not only strengthens your connections with others, but it also reinforces your own sense of well-being. Remember, gratitude is a practice, not a one-time thing. It's something we cultivate over time with intention and awareness. And the more we practice it, the more natural it becomes. We start to see the world through a lens of appreciation and we find joy in the little things. If you're interested in exploring this practice further, or if you'd like to work with me one-on-one, you can find more resources and information about my mindfulness coaching services at jeremywest.net. And I've also started a Pay What You Want Patreon, where you can access guided meditations to support your mindfulness journey. That can be also found at jeremywest.net, and it'll have a guided meditation for each episode. I'm here to support you on your journey. I'm here to support you on your journey to cultivating more gratitude and living a more mindful, fulfilling life. Thank you for joining me today on It's Now Again. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and leave a review. Remember, the present moment is always here, waiting for you to return to it. Until next time, I'm Jeremy West, reminding you to pause, notice, and appreciate the little things. Because it's now again.